In our previous year, we began a discussion regarding being mispallel next to the kever of a mace, learning saying Divrei Torah next to the kever of a mace. As we discussed in that shiur, from our Gemara here in Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis, it seems that it's permitted, not only permitted, but it was actually done when on the kever of Chizkiah. So too we quoted the Rashi in Masechta Yevamos Daf Kuf Chav Beis. We quoted the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Siman Shin Dalad Mem Sif Yud Zayin. But on the other hand, as Tosfos himself pointed out, there's an issue of loig l'rash, of doing mitzvahs and learning Torah and saying Tehillim next to the kever of a mace. And that's why Tosfos says that one should stay dalet amos away. And in fact, I saw from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that he says that the Chazon Ish was very concerned about saying Tehillim in a Beis HaKfaris, and he says he himself also doesn't say Tehillim when he goes to a Beis HaKfaris because of the concern of Loig L'Rash. And even though, as we just quoted previously, if it's L'Kavra Meis, it ought to be Mutter, he says the problem is that when you go to Beis HaKfaris, there aren't only the kfarim of the people who you're going to visit, L'Kavra their yard site or whatever the situation is, or you're also going to visit the Beis HaKfaris, unfortunately, is full of kfarim. And since the Beis HaKfaris is full of kfarim, so you have to be worried about the loig l'rash of the other people who are there. We find in Parsha Shalach, however, that Kalev ben Yefuna specifically went to Chevron to be mespalel at the kvarim of the Ovis, that they should be mespalel. He was concerned, as we learn in the parasha Shlach, of that Sas Meraglim. So again, isn't that a clear raya? The one can and should be mespalel in a Beis HaKfaris. So one pshat that I saw is that we should be mespalel that the Neftarim should be mespalel for us. So it's not Loig L'Rash. Because what's the point of Loig L'Rash? The point of Loig L'Rash is that this Nifter no longer could do mitzvahs, and we still can do mitzvahs, and it's sort of offensive acting that way in his proximity. However, if we're being mespalel at the kvarim of the tzaddikim, that they should daven for us, so on the contrary, we're making a statement that even though they're unfortunately no longer in this world, they have tremendous ability to help us. And therefore, that certainly would not be considered loig l'rosh. The Be'er Hetiv in Or HaChaim Siman Tuf Kuf Pei Zayin Sif Yud Zayin, referring to the words of the Shulchan Aruch about Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Shulchan Aruch says Noyag in Litva Be'er Rosh Hashanah Mishum Keri. V'yesh Mekaymus continues the Ramah saying Noyag in Leilich Al HaKfaris. The minig is to go to Beis HaKfaris Erev Rosh Hashanah Laharbis Shabbat Betchinos V'Noisin Stokolani. And the Behetiv says very powerful words. Behetiv says, Beis HaKfaris Mokem Menuchat Tzadikim. The Beis HaKfaris is the place where Tzadikim rest. U'metoychach, and therefore, U'mokem Kodesh V'tor. It's a holy, pure place. And it's Tefillin Eskabel Yoyser. It's a place where one's Tefillin are more likely to be accepted. However, says the Behetiv, Mamaspala Kivrit Tzadikim, somebody goes to the Mamaspala Kivrit Tzadikim, Ayosim Magamoso in Negra Mason, he shouldn't be Mamaspala to the Mason, there's an Isser of Doyush al Mason, Ajivakish Mashemis Bar Shitin Lov Rachmin, he should daven Takarish Baruchu Tavrachmonosonos, Beschus at Tzadikim, Sheikh Neofer. In the Schus of the Tzadikim, Hashem should have Rachmonos on us. And the Behetiv continues, V'yokva kfaris, he should go around the kfaris, V'yitin tztoka kodim shem etchinas. If someone's going to base at kfaris to be mispalo, he should give tztoka before he goes to Davin. Furthermore, says the Behetiv, V'en leilach al kever echad beis pam b'yoyim echad. One should not go on a kever, not go to the same kever more than once a day. I saw that the place can say that if the basic forest is situated in a way that he needs to go to pass, he's going to be mispalo, let's say, at the kever of a tzaddik or at the kever of somebody of a relative, and then in the way to walk out of the cemetery, he will need to pass by that kever again. He should tell them that when he leaves the first time, that he's coming again with that purpose. There's an interesting tshuva from the Meram Shik, and the Shalas Tshuva from Meram Shik, Chelek Arachayim, Tshuva Reish Tzad Gimel, where he discusses this entire issue of going to be mispalo at a basic kfaris. He speaks about the isser about doyrus shalameisim, and he says, number one, as we mentioned earlier in our shir, tzadikim b'misoson kruim chayim. So being mispalo at the kever of a tzadik is not considered Dairish al Amesim, because Hapidin, he's not really considered a mace. Furthermore, he says that we're not being mispalel to the Niftorim. We're mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our tefillas is that Bischus the Tzadikim, who lived the kind of lives that they lived, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hear our tefillah. But then he says another kavana that one should have when he goes to the be mispalo to Beis HaKfaris, that he says that, and this is in general a kavana one could have when one is being mispalo. He says, if Rachmano Tzlan, there's a gzeira on a person, on a family, that something not so good should happen to them. If that was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's gzeira, the difference, and many mefarshim say this fart, the difference between the din v'cheshbin of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the din v'cheshbin of a boss v'dom is that if somebody is in court and he's sentenced, the judge sentences him to whatever punishment the judge so decides. And even though it doesn't only affect the person who's being sentenced, it affects his entire family and his friends and his relatives and his neighbors, the judgment is against the individual who is being sentenced. There's a difference between that and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges someone, he doesn't only take into consideration the person that is being judged. He takes in consideration everyone else who's going to be affected by this decree. So therefore he says,
particularly the tzaddikim who are no longer in this world, who were tzaddikim when they were in this world, and now particularly when they're not in this world anymore. So they already are purified. And because they're already purified, they are not deserving of any negative judgment. And because they're not deserving of any negative judgment, if this person comes and says, I'm Betzar, but it's not only I'm Betzar, you, my relatives, you the tzaddikim, are also not going to be Betzar because of my Tzar. And there was no decree for Tzar and those individuals. That's how the person who's Mispala could have Yeshua. The Shailos HaTshuvos, Torah Lishma, says, this is in Siman Tov Tzad Gimel, says the day that's most appropriate for someone to be Mispala in a basic forest is the day of the Yahrzeit. Very much in line, more than any other day of the year. That's the day when the Nifter has the greatest ability to help this person when he in the Olam Hamas. Rameh Shapiro quotes a Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Chof Ches Amud Beis. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shas p'tirasoi, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was going to leave the world, Amar l'Talmidav, he told his Talmidim, Hechinu kis l'cheskiyo ha-melech Yehuda Shaba. Prepare a seat for Cheskiyo ha-melech Yehuda who's coming as I leave this world. So the question is, two questions he asks. Number one, we only find such an episode by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And furthermore, why did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai specifically speak about Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda coming when he was leaving the world? So he says, the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, tells us about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who had an audience with a Spanish Kaiser at the time of the Churban, and he was granted a wish. And he said, Tain li Yavna v'chachomeho, spare Yavna and the yeshiva of Yavna. And the Gemara says, Karle, they said regarding that time, Meshiv chachomim ocher, that sometimes chachomim don't say what they should have said. Because the Gemara says, Yiboyle lemeimer le, l'shkina chadazimna. Leave them this time. That's what, if he had an opportunity, was granted a request, that's what he should have requested. So Meir Shapiro says, what indeed was Pshat in what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did? So he said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai saw that the future of Klal Yisrael is only yeshivas. Without yeshivas where people are learning Torah, even if Klal Yisrael will be granted a pardon, it'll be very temporary. The only guarantee we have, felt Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, for the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, was yeshivas, learning Torah. And he says, we find the same. Who did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learn this from? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai learned this from Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. The Gemara, as we quoted earlier in our first year in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Dalar Mabeis, says about Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda, Noatz Cherev al Pesach Beis HaMedrash, he put a sword by the door of the Beis HaMedrash, HaMedrash, V'amakamish and Oysuk HaTorah, whoever doesn't learn Torah, Yidok B'Cherev Zu, should be stabbed to death. And Batk Medon V'Abashava, V'Lematzah Amoritz, Megevus V'Aragifus, Matzah Tonik V'Tonikus, Ish V'Ish Shloi B'Kim B'Hilchus Tom V'Tahara. The image of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda is the image that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai lived with. That there's nothing more important for the future of Klal Yisrael than learning Torah. And that's why, as Tosfos says in our Gemara, Hashiva Yeshiva al Kivrei, they made a yeshiva on the kever of Chizkiyo. Because Chizkiyo recognized that the yeshiva is the future of Klal Yisrael. And Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, as he was leaving the world, was starting to think, did I do everything right? Maybe I indeed made a mistake when I had that audience with the Spanish Kaiser. Recognize, Tainli Yavne v'chachomeo, the lesson of Chizkio is the lesson that he lived his life with. And as he was leaving this world, he wanted Chizkio to escort him and explain that position in the Yeshiva Shamalim.